Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I have a message that I would like to bring to you today from Ephesians chapter 4. We are going to be looking at verses 17 to 21, and I want to begin by reading the last line in verse 21. It says, "The truth is in Jesus." The truth is in Christ. The truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'd like for us to get a hold of today. The truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to declare something that I hope will be very eye-opening to anyone who's never seen this before, anyone who has never had this revealed to them. I hope and pray this will be very eye-opening. The truth, the gospel, is not about you and me. The gospel is not about us. I'm going to let that just sink in for a minute. I'm going to give us a minute to dwell on that and think about that for just a minute. The gospel is not about us. The gospel is not about you. The gospel is not about me. The gospel is about Christ. And that is going to be an eye-opening thing if a person has never realized that before. The gospel is completely about Christ. The gospel is not about man. Not at all. Not at all. The gospel is about God and what He has done for man in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is all about. The truth is in Christ. Now, the gospel involves us. I'm going to say something here that may be a little hard to gather at first. So listen to what I'm saying here. The gospel involves us. But the gospel did not involve us. The gospel of salvation, it is something that we are allowed to take part in. But the gospel is not something that we took part in. Salvation comes to sinners through the will and through the work of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. It involved them. Salvation involved them. It was their work. Only the three of them. They accomplished it. They did it. Redemption was their collective work through, by, and in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture says all the fullness of the Godhead is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth is in Christ. Right, it's all in Christ. Now, the line that I read there, it says the truth is in Jesus, and I just want to point this out. You will hear me as I go through this message refer to this line by saying the truth is in Christ, or the truth is in the Lord Jesus, or the truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason is because I personally have a hard time referring to Him by His name of humanity. His first name, if you will. Lord is His name of deity. It means God. It means Jehovah. Lord. Jesus is His name of humanity. He became an actual man. Christ is His office. He is the God-man. That's who He is. He is the only mediator between God and man because He is both God and man. He is the union of God and man, the Anointed, the Messiah. Because of what He accomplished as a man for His people. Because of that, God the Father, the Scripture says, has given Him a name which is above every name. Lord. Lord. Jesus of Nazareth. Because of what He accomplished, God has made Him Lord. He has earned the office of Christ, the only mediator between God and man. He mediated between God and sinful man. And He has earned the office of Christ, and He's worthy to be called by that name. He deserves it. So to me, it just feels a little disrespectful to only refer to Him by His name of humanity, by the first name that He has. Well, facts have been recorded in the Scripture by the apostles. They wrote, Jesus did this and Jesus did that, meaning the man did this and the man did that. But they personally never referred to Him solely by the name of Jesus. Never did they ever walk up to Him and say, hey, Jesus. Never. Never. Too disrespectful. Too disrespectful. In John 13, He told His disciples, you call Me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. I'm your Master. I'm your Lord. He said, you are calling Me Lord. You're calling Me the Christ, and that's what you need to do because that's who I am. So that's why when it comes to His precious name, His entire name, but especially His name of humanity, I just don't feel comfortable referring to Him in that way. You'll hear me refer to Him as Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ. He's earned that, and He's owed that. All right, now, with that being said, concerning the truth, concerning the gospel, the good news of salvation, it is all in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. This right here, what we're about to read in this passage, this is where all of us either were or are. Okay, this describes us. We either were here or we are here. Every soul begins in this condition. This is where God finds all of His people. Verse 17 here in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. That's not a good description, is it? But that describes me, and that describes you as we are in our flesh. That describes all of mankind by nature. Man walks in the vanity of his mind. He walks through this earth in the vanity of his mind. Vanity means self. Vanity is all about self. Man naturally thinks it's all about me. And we know that so, don't we? I know that so, and you do too. Men and women all believe that life is all about me. It's all about me. They love to go listen to preachers stand up and tell them that it's all about them. This life is all about you. You go do what you want to and live like you want to. God is God's happy with you no matter what. He just wants you to be happy. That's what a lot of people say. God just wants you to be happy. Man naturally thinks religion is all about me. I'm here to hear. They listen to a man. Tell them how wonderful they are, how worthy they are, how much God needs them, us. Man naturally thinks salvation is all about me. This thing is in my hands. This is my decision. It's my work. Man naturally thinks eternity is all about me. All about me. I want to make sure I get a good spot. Everybody, you know, wants to have the best spot up there. Make sure you build my mansion next to his. It's all about me. That is the vanity of man's mind. Verse 18 says, his understanding is darkened. He does not see the light. He does not see the truth. He does not see the light and truth of his own self. He doesn't see what he is. Darkness. He does not see the light and truth of salvation the way it truly is. He thinks that he has some understanding of God, and he thinks that he has an understanding of God's dealings with him. But it's not so. He's in darkness. Man naturally is in darkness. Verse 18 says, his understanding is darkened, and he has no idea that he is alienated from the life of God. He has no idea. And it's because of the ignorance that is in him. It's because of the blindness of his heart. Verse 18 says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Which I have a center margin in my Bible. And it says that the word blindness translates hardness. The hardness. He is darkened. There is blindness, but he's also hardened. That's the flesh of man. Hardened. Now, how blind are we talking? How hard, truly, are we talking? Well, in verse 17, he said, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye... You, he's talking to you, and I'm included in you. And if you look back at chapter 2, verse 1, this is what he has to say to you, me and you. Chapter 2, Ephesians 2, verse 1, he said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. How blind? Does man just need a stronger prescription? Is that all he needs? Just a stronger prescription in his glasses? No, he's dead blind. I mean dead. No light. No light at all. How hard is man's heart, really? How hard are we talking? Does he just need to fix his bad attitude? He is dead hard. Dead. No life. At all. No life at all. That is you and that's me in the flesh. And had God left us there, we would still be in that condition right now. Spiritually dead. We would be walking the course of this world in our spiritual blindness and spiritual ignorance and deadness. Spiritual deadness. Chapter 2, verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Quickened means he gave us life. We lost it. We ruined it. We died. In Adam all die. Because of sin, death reigned. And he gave us life again. He quickened us to Christ. He quickened us with Christ. And with that quickening, spiritual light comes. Spiritual sight comes. Spiritual life comes. The truth is revealed. And the more God's people see of it, the less they walk in the vanity and the blindness and the hardness of their own mind and heart. The more they see of the true light of Christ and the true life of Christ, the less they walk in their blindness, the less they walk in their deadness. And this is what happens for each one of God's people. If you look with me at John 6, John chapter 6, verse 44, it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." The Father draws the sinner to Christ. That's what happens. Through that revelation of light, the Father draws the sinner to Christ. And when the sinner comes to Christ, God opens that sinner's ear to hear the gospel. The gospel of the Word of Christ. And that sinner learns the truth. All of a sudden, the Scripture comes alive. Things that he never understood before, all of a sudden, he sees Christ in them. He sees how they describe the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that he's done. Everything that he is. Each one of God's people, individually, they are all taught of God. And that's wonderful. In our flesh, we're nothing but ignorance. But through God's kindness and through His mercy, He teaches us. He teaches us. All of His people are taught, number one, what they truly are by nature. You know, we walk through this life in blindness, vanity, and ignorance to what we really are. Just how wicked this old sinful heart and this sinful soul really is. And God teaches us. He turns the light on to the truth concerning ourselves. All of God's people are taught their insufficiency and their inability. Man thinks that he is sufficient to stand before God. Man thinks he is able to earn heaven until God turns the light on. But once he turns the light on, man sees the truth. All of God's people are taught just how unworthy they are to stand in His presence. So unworthy. They're all taught that not only are they not the central focus of heaven, they're not even allowed to come in. Not as they are in their flesh, not as they are in their natural condition. Here's the point. God humbles His people. He humbles them. He brings them down by giving them right thoughts about God and right thoughts about themselves and right thoughts about the only way of salvation. The only way. Look with me back at Ephesians 4. It says in Ephesians 4, verse 17, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling," past feeling, because they were spiritually dead. Dead. Past feeling, "have given themselves over unto lasciviousness," which means filthiness, wickedness, "given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness," filthiness, with greediness. All about me. All about me. Verse 20 says, but. Chapter 2, we just read it. But God. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God. But, chapter 4, verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ. That verse literally translates, when you look up the exact translation of that verse, it reads, but you, not so, have learned Christ. But you are not so. That's what it's saying. It's not so with you. You have learned Christ. God has graciously taught you Christ. Not taught the law. So many people are trying to learn about God through the law. They want to study that law and learn that law. What do I have to do? What does the law say? He didn't say the law. He didn't say Hebrew and Greek. Men and women want to try to understand God by learning this language, Hebrew, and this language, Greek. He didn't say morality. People want to earn heaven and earn the presence of God through morality. Now, I love morality. I do. I love morality. But salvation is not in morality. Not at all. Salvation is in Christ. It is completely in Christ. It is in who He is, what He did, why He did it, where He is now, and the fact that He is coming back. He's coming back. The truth, the gospel, the good news is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the declaration and in the understanding and in the belief of who He is, the person of His deity. What's the truth concerning Him? What is the truth concerning who He is? Who is He? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? He's God. He's God. He's not just a good man, a fine man who walked this earth, who just so happens to know God, who just so happens to be allowed into heaven. He's not the one who can put in a good word for us to God. He's God. He is the Almighty God. Salvation is in His deity. The only man who can approach God is Christ, and the reason is because He is God. He is God. How good does a man have to be to approach God? As good as God. He is God. Salvation is in His deity. But salvation is also in His humanity. Thank God He made Himself to be a man. Thank God. So our salvation is because God made Himself to be a man. He joined Himself with man. That's our salvation. What He accomplished as a man, His work, the glory of the cross, that's our salvation. What was His glory truly? In the cross, we talk about the glory of the cross. What was the glory truly? Here it is. He said, I will have mercy. Moses said, show me your glory. He said, okay, I'll show it to you. I will have mercy. God made Himself to be a man that He might redeem man from his sinful vanity, all of his ruin, all of his dark understanding, all of his blind deadness, his lost state. He redeemed us back to God. And then He Himself went up to take His seat on the throne. Seated on the throne of victory. Our salvation is in His deity. Our salvation is in His humanity. Our salvation is in His victory. It's in His power. It's in His sovereignty. It's in His lordship. All of the truth of the gospel, all of the truth of salvation, every bit of it is in Christ. Christ is all. Christ is absolutely all. Over in Philippians chapter 3, It says in verse 3, "For we are the circumcision." That means we are God's people, "which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." We are God's people. We are God's people who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. God's people are all taught, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory." All the glory. All the glory. We worship God by rejoicing in Christ Jesus, by glorying in Christ Jesus. We love Him. We praise Him. We exalt Him. We magnify Him. We worship Him. We believe Him. We trust Him. We honor Him. We honor Him. Christ is all. Christ is all. He's all. The truth is in Christ. Would you like to honestly know the truth? It's in Christ. It's in Christ. What do I have to do for God to be happy with me? Be in Christ. Trust Christ. Christ accomplished everything that God required to be happy with His people. Christ accomplished everything that God required to be satisfied with His people. Satisfied with the punishment they deserve. Christ accomplished it all. It's in Christ. There's nothing for you to do. You can't do it. If you tried to do anything to please God, He would not accept it. The only thing He will accept is the perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So bow before Him. Trust in Him. Because He's all. The truth of the gospel is completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next week, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.